B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hold out, Judas.
I got the shorts and the t-shirt
it's like
50 on.
50 degrees.
Yeah, I'm fine.
When's it going to get warm, man?
It's supposed to be 50s this weekend still.
Yeah.
We got the taste May. Last weekend.
It's May, man. I'm ready for little windows open.
I mean, we're not even at Memorial Day weekend yet. Still got some time till the consistent warm weather. Right. Next week looks nice.
Yeah.
76, not this Friday, but the following Friday.
Dude, that's the move. You know what that is? That's a tough day for social distancing.
You're damn right it is.
That's a day you're going to be outside. Drinking on the porch.
All week. 61 that Tuesday. 62 that Wednesday. 68 that Thursday. 76
that
Friday.
That's a nice day, man. That's nice. All right, my brother, let's do it. Let's have some fun and throw back. That's right. To real baseball. Game 4. The 2008 World Series. Sunday, October the 26th. 8:31 first pitch. The Eagles, who'd they play that day, Judas? Who'd they play? They won the game.
Oh, that's right.
It wasn't the Giants, because they played the Giants.
I was going to say Giants, too.
No, but that was the next year. 09, because I thought it was Giants. It was Yankees and Giants. Anyway.
I got to check. Why does Arizona ring a bell? I gotta say.
Maybe. It was a sold out crowd that day, Citizens Bank Park, as Phillies fans filed through on a chilly, rainy October evening. 45,903 people fills up 2-1 in the series. We were excited. We were hopeful. The streak of 100 seasons without a championship, 25 years without a parade, was about to end. Let's start with a game preview from Joe Buck and Tim McCarthy.
And now welcome to Game 4 of this 2008 World Series, and an opportunity tonight for the Tampa Bay Rays to even this series at two games apiece, or the Philadelphia Phillies to take a stranglehold on this fall classic. And now welcome to the broadcast booth, everybody. I'm Joe Buck. Tim McCarver is coming right up. A pitching matchup tonight of two right-handers. It's Andy Sonnenstein for the Tampa Bay Rays, and for the Philadelphia Phillies, Joe Blanton, the midseason pickup from the Oakland Athletics. It's already been talked about a lot, Tim McCarver, and that is what the 3-4 combination has done or not done, probably better said, for the Tampa Bay Rays, that combo of Carlos Pena and Evan Longoria.
Well, it has been a mighty struggle for the 3-4 hitters of the Tampa Bay Rays. As Eric Carroll said, 0-22 with 10 strikeouts. I know it's an oversimplification, but why has that happened? Well, simply put, Carlos Pena is a low ball hitter, and the Phillies have been working him up in the strike zone, and he's been taking the bait. Evan Longoria, on the other hand, a high ball hitter, the Phillies have worked him down, and he's been swinging at balls out of his zone. The distinction is very important, not only swinging at balls out of the strike zone, but out of their zone.
So we look back, game one, it was the Phillies coming out fast with Cole Hamill stealing. And Chase Utley going yards with a two-run shot. Game two, the Rays pitching, led by James Shields and rookie David Price, even the series. Game three, last night, elder statesman Jamie Moyer and the unlikely hero Carlos Ruiz in a wild finish. Game four, anything could happen tonight, and it's yours next on Fox.
Wow, dude. Oh, we were excited. On the mound for the Phillies. How about that Joe Blant? Look at his pitching staff. How the hell did they win the World Series?
I don't know.
With Jamie Boyer and Joe Blant and Brett Myers. Unbelievable. Fat Joe on the mound. We say that with love. Iwamura leading off for the Rays. And we got a quick scare early in the game.
Abnormal or at least unique delivery when he pitches from a windup.
Weird to say guys like that look like they're climbing a ladder while they're throwing.
Here's a well-hit fly ball to left. Back is Burrell at the wall. One out, and the Rays have got to be thinking, here we go again. Last night, it was Evan Longoria pounding one into left. That ball was crushed. This one, not so much, but it still carried Burrell to the wall, and it's a loud first out to start game four.
Ooh, that was scary, Tunis. That was frightening. But Joe gets out of the first inning with no damage done. Bottom of the first. Phillies runners on the corners. One out. Peace is up. Peace, a dribbler. Phillies get some luck.
Nothing and one to count. First and third, one out. Back to Sonnenstein, and they have Rollins hung up. Sonnenstein flips and safe. The bases are loaded. Longoria says he tagged Rollins. But the bases are loaded with one out.
Well, the play should have gone to second base. The double play ends the inning. Ryan Howard's not a fast runner. So Jimmy Rollins, by trying to score, upsets the timing of Sonnenstein.
And this umpiring crew has had a rough World Series. You don't want to say that. You don't want to pick on umpires. But here it is again where Longoria not only touched him, then reacted after the save call was given.
All right, big break. Phil's catch it, man. Big break. Bases loaded.
He was out by a mile.
Well, first of all, the quarter break should have been a double play.
Yes.
Second of all, the catch and break was always out. Right? But they got base loaded, one out for Pat the Bat. And Sonnenstein can't find the strike zone.
Burrell does not run well. He's a double play candidate if Sonnenstein can get him to hit it on the ground. Burrell hit 33 home runs during the regular season. And a walk forces home a run. 1-0 Philadelphia on a bases loaded walk.
All right, Phil's up 1-0. And you know who settles down? Joe. And you know who becomes dominant? Joe. Take a listen to Fat Joe over the next 2 and 3 innings.
Iwamura flied to the wall and left. Upton struck out looking, and then Haney was taken care of, as is Longoria. Second strikeout for Joe Blanton. Carl Crawford is set up at a ball and two strikes. And he strikes out. That's three. Here in an inning and two-thirds for Joe Blanton.
So far, this is as well as Joe Blanton can throw. Sliders biting out of the strike zone, getting ahead with the fastball. He looks very, very composed out there.
One ball, two strikes. And another strikeout. Four already for Joe Blanton.
Look at that. Blant? You kidding me? Blant? Was dominant. Tunis?
Love that trade. Can you name one of the players given to the Athletics?
Wow.
I just remember one. I know there's a couple, but I remember one.
Wow. I need to think about it.
Left-handed pitcher. That's your clue.
Left-handed pitcher for Blant? Starter?
Yeah, he's back and forth. Starter, sometimes long reliever.
Well, I got to think about that for a second. By the way, the Atlanta Falcons played that day against the Birds. Birds mash them. All right. Let's go to the bottom of the third. All right. Chase Utley is on third, reaching on an error, getting over on a Howard single. Two outs. Pedro Feliz at the plate. Now, if you remember, all series, the Phillies struggled. It was a slog with the runners in scoring position. Here is Pedro Feliz coming up clutch.
Phillies in this category 0 for 12 with runners in scoring position and two outs during the World Series. They ask for Pedro Feliz to rescue this opportunity. Here's a 1-1. Line drive, base hit. Feliz breaks through, and it's 2-0 Philadelphia.
Tyrenstein kicking himself right now. He threw a good slider to Feliz on that first pitch. But the 1-1 pitch, a backup slider just hanging there.
I like Pedro Feliz.
That was a nice crack in the bat.
It was. Dude, how about that Josh Altman?
Yes.
Yes. Josh Altman.
Lefty.
Wow.
Great name for a pitcher. Altman?
It is, the Altman. You know, it's a shame because he stunk, you know?
Yes.
I thought he was going to be great. And you're right, because the name.
The name, that's a great pitching name.
Josh Altman. You can't get a better name than that.
Right. A lefty, too? Come on.
I know. Philly's up 2-0 early in the game. The Rays aren't out. Even though Joe's pitching well, it's the top of the fourth. Two outs. Carl Crawford. I love Carl Crawford. He's a good player. I
thought he was underrated. Great.
Yes, I thought he'd be even better. But Crawford's at the plate. He had homered once earlier in the series, and he connects again.
Crawford hits one in the air to right. Back is Worth at the wall. It's gone, and the lead is cut in half. Crawford has his second home run of this postseason. It's 2-1.
Wow. Crawford. Bomb. Each game in the series, man, has been tight, right? Phils won 3-2 game one. Rays won game two, 4-2. Phils had chances in the top of the ninth that game. Ruiz, remember, wins with a dribbler in game three. So will this game be the same? It's 2-1 Phillies. Bottom of the fourth. Peace is up with a chance to break it open early.
Two balls and a strike. Two on, one out. And Howard hits it in the air to left. This ball will carry out. 5-1 Philadelphia.
Charlie Manuel telling us that if Ryan Howard gets hot, he can lift this team on those broad shoulders and carry them to a world championship. A home run last night and a standing O tonight.
Dude, how big was that home run?
Huge.
Well, you think about it, and remember, he had scuffled right through an early part of that World Series. And that's why I love, like, Howard's underrated, man. He was a clutch dude. You like that, to make it 5-1 was such a big deal in that game.
Yeah, with Joe Bland on the mound, who could go either way, right? Like, Joe Bland could have a couple good games here and there, or he could completely blow up. And it's 2-1 after the Crawford home run, so momentum slight goes toward the Rays there. But then Howard with that home run, all Phillies.
Yes. All right, so it's 5-1 after the three-run bomb by the Peace. Now top of the fifth inning. Rays find the way. You remember Eric Hinsky? Well, he's pitch hitting for Sonnenstein, and he does this.
If the Rays lose tonight, they will not be, or I guess they will be, facing elimination tomorrow night. But as importantly, they'll be facing Cole Hamels.
How about Hinsky off the bench? He goes deep to center field, and I mean deep. Off that back brick wall, and that makes it a three-run game. So they add Hinsky to the active roster. And in his first at bat, he goes deep to center off the bench. It's 5-2. I'd say Joe Maddon pulled the right string there.
Well, I should say so.
Wow. That was a bomb.
You'll hear from Hinsky again later.
How about the crowd just kind of falling silent, right? That's how big that loud that crowd was, too. All right. So, Blanton, he wants to get that run back. And he does it by himself. Listen to this one.
You're Joe Blanton, and you're starting a game, probably telling his teammates, guys, get me three at-bats the first five innings, and I'll take my chances.
2-1 is hit well into left. How about Blanton going deep?
Unbelievable.
You have to go back to 1974. Kenny Holtzman, the last pitcher to hit a home run. Blanton is now the 15th. First career home run, and it comes in the World Series.
Look at that.
That was a shot, too.
Fat Joe.
That was a no-doubter.
Fat Joe, you got to be kidding me. That's outrageous. All right. So, listen to this. It's the sixth inning, and Blanton back on the mound. He strikes out Longoria and Deonner Navarro, and listen to the crowd, vintage Philadelphia.
Evan Longoria, who pounded 27 home runs overall as a rookie. The 1-2, right down the middle, two out. Six strikeouts for Joe Blanton. On the outside corner, it's 2-2. Strikeout number 7 for Joe Blanton.
Strikeout number 7 for Joe Blanton. Wow.
The World Series, where he also hit a home run.
Are you kidding me? Now, top of the seventh inning, 6-2 Phils. Rays are not done yet. Runners on first and second, two outs. B.J. Upton up. Now, Upton's been a thorn the entire postseason. Charlie goes to the bullpen and brings in Madsen. So here's Madsen versus Upton, the 3-2 pitch.
Fans wave their towels and Ruiz goes out to talk to Madsen. Ryan last night worked two-thirds of an inning, allowed the tying run to score. And it was Upton, the man at the plate, that scored that tying run in the eighth. 3-2, runners go, and the inning is over. That terrific Madsen changeup. And the Rays now have stranded 6 on the night.
Look at that. Mad dog. We go to the bottom of the 8th inning. Phillies, maybe some insurance. J-Rolls on second after rocking a double off the wall. And now it's Worth with the 3-2 pitch.
Rollins at second, a one-out double, and now a 3-2 pitch to Jason Worth. That is crunched into left field and gone. 8-2 here in the eighth inning.
8-2! Holy moly! Worth joins the party. Joe Maddon brings in the lefty Trevor Miller, who walks Utley. Then he has to face Howard. Lefty on lefty, peace at the plate. Take a listen.
Here's Ryan Howard, one on, one out. And Howard in back-to-back games has gone deep. Trevor Miller. And that ball is absolutely hammered. 10-2. Second player in Phillies history with a multiple home run night in a World Series game. The other one to do it, Lenny Dykstra. Back in the 93 series, the first one went to left. This one was destroyed into right center. Wow.
Holy moly, that was a bomb. The piece. All right. With the 10-2 lead, no need for Brad Lidge. Mr. Perfect gets the night off. J.C. Romero gets the call. Two outs in the ninth. Romero versus Rocco Baldelli.
Some people thought coming into this series that the Phillies, with their starting rotation, would give something up with their back-end starters, Moyer and then Blanton. Moyer helped set up his team for a win last night. They won the game in the ninth, and tonight, Joe Blanton brought electric stuff to the park. Phillies trying to cap off a big weekend in this area that we've been talking about for two nights now. A big day, if you count early this morning, closing out game three. An Eagles win, and now the Phillies about to take game four. And they do right now. Up 3-1 in the 2008 World Series.
Look at that! Judas, are you kidding me?
Had to leave the fireworks in again today.
I love the fireworks, man. I love it. I feel like I was just transported right there, man. Right there.
Eagles beat the Falcons 27-14 that day.
Yes, they did. I remember it fondly. But again, the whole thing goes back to who? Howard. Now listen, Blant was ridiculous, right? He pitched well. He hits the home run. So he was amazing. But to me, that whole thing goes back to Howard. Because he had struggled, and he hit those two monster home runs, man. That's a big deal, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was his sort of coming out game, because he really struggled in the first three. He had a double, I think it was in game two. But other than that, I mean, he didn't do much the first three games of that series. Then he hits the big. That was a clutch home run. You go up from, it's 2-1 to 5-1.
I know.
You know, Hinsky hits the home run the next inning. Sonnenstein's probably still in the game if Howard doesn't hit the home run. But, you know, it's 2-1. It could have been 2-2. But, no, it ends up being 5-1, turns a 5-2. Phils win 10-2. Good win.
Yeah, yeah, it was a great win. It really was. Incredible win. And there it is. Phillies win. They're up 3-1 in the series. That was the game, man, because Saturday night was a close one. The game three?
Oh, yeah.
That was the, because remember, that's the Chooch walk-off win, basically.
Or dribbler.
Yeah. I'm still nervous, like, at that, because that was, listen, 17 was ridiculous, but so was 08. 08 was tremendous. How about VG on the text board? Joe Buck, playoff baseball, tremendous.
I agree.
It's the only good take there is. The only take for Buck.
He's fabulous. He's absolutely fabulous.
I agree. He lets the crowd noise play it.
He does.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.